Wind's blowing. The creatures of the night are abroad. And over there in the ruined churchyard, in the ruined church steeple, the cracked bell is being activated by the night breezes. Suddenly I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
All right, my lover.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure just where that opening came from, but that is The Who with Join Together. And before that, we started off with the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain with The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And here on the Radio Thrift Shop, sometimes you will hear The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. You never know what you're going to hear from one show to the next, and it's never the same program twice. But thank you for joining me here at the Thrift Shop. We're going to cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Every so often, I like to do a themed show. And today, I picked out a number of songs that are related to time. The theme is time. Yes, the time that we measure by days, weeks, months, and hours, seconds and moments and seasons, not the herb, time. So... Today on the Radio Thrift Shop, it's Songs About Time.
Life like a beautiful girl.
From a 45 released back in 1968, that was The Association with Time for Living. We started this set off with Chicago and Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? This is DJ Frederick on the Radio Thrift Shop today, playing songs related to time.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. In 1971, the U.S. was still deeply entrenched in the Vietnam War. The Beatles had just broken up, and a man had walked on the moon. But deep in the Australian outback, the setting of Nicholas Roeg's Walkabout, life went on as it always had. The wind riled the sand, and insects came to claim what they could conquer. Two young siblings find themselves lost in the desert after their father had tried to kill them while on a family picnic. They walk for days, still in school clothing, until their skin is scorched and their hair is wild. It's hard not to think of Hansel and Gretel approaching the witch's candy house. Instead, they meet an Aboriginal boy, David Gulpalil, on his tribe-mandated walkabout, a rite of passage in which he must survive alone in the desert. The children have occasional glimpses of civilization. An exploitative folk art operation, for instance, is just over the horizon. But with no common language, they can't explain to their companion that they want to be found. Or do they? Walkabout offers a welcome perspective on survival. In watching the children swim and spit roast meat, we begin to question our own cultural values and wonder what life would be like apart from what we know. Walkabout, not in theaters, discovery through rental. We hope you enjoyed the Indie Film Minute. Visit us at indiefilmminute.com to share your thoughts, suggest films, or even to submit your own review.
The glimmering, spinning beginning of something I prayed for and counted the minutes to be in the shadow of sheltering meadows of night here with you in my arms. Nothing is breathing, the sunset is leaving except you and I in the stillness of moonlight, tenderly touching in silent caresses, counting on time to slow down. This is the moment that pauses to hold us as you and I move in a background of wonder, surrounded by countless enclosures of nocturnal unspoken music of joy.
Counting times I have stood at the foot of your ivory tower and waited and called out your name by the hour and counted on wings of my heartstrings to carry the sound I have counted on fleeting. You see how I need you, come down.
And now between twilight and midnight you come to me down in your gown of soft moonbeams and starlight. Bright in the evening the breezes have fenced us and nestled against us. You're here and warm. And minds of the time when the dawn will awake me, the morning will shake me, the highway will take me. But now while the rays of the moon make the gaze, we will swim in the luster of lingering streetlights and count on the night to hold everything even. Count on forgetting that I will be leaving when heaven has folded. Then in the dawn I'll be gone. But now as the gardens of softening nighttime are blossoming slowly around where we are, you and I come together and walk through the dreams of the stars. So here while the songs of the deepening evening are singing to me from the light in your eyes, we count on each other to move to the future tomorrow and know where we've been.
Thank you.
London Fog, that's P-H-O-G-G from 1968 with The Times to Come. Before that, Jackie Harrington and Late at Night. We started off with Deep Six and Counting. This is DJ Frederick. I'm doing songs related to time, the seasons, the clocks, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months. Time, T-I-M-E, here on the Radio Thrift Shop. As Douglas Adams would say, time is an illusion, lunchtime, doubly so. Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital world. Last year, Jack Latiman issued a call for mail art in the cause to keep the postal service alive. He received dozens of submissions of art, ranging from artist stamps to collages and decorated postcards and envelopes, all in the celebration of mail and the post office as a vital community service. The art received was documented in a booklet titled Keep the Post Office Public, which is available from Cascadia Art Post. The imaginative, brightly colored artwork included in this collection is a visual reminder why mail art is a joy to create and receive. For more information, write to Jack Latiman and Cascadia Art Post at 3116 Moore Street, Olympia, Washington, 98501. Send him some art. I'm DJ Frederick, looking forward to a good mail day. This is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the freeform blend of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. It's the Radio Thrift Shop.
just a step from yesterday. From baby's toes to stocking rungs, the tantrum and the nursery rhyme, practice their difficult duet, the faded lace trim valentine, signs, treaties on the telephone, moments from the shelf, or the dreamer mixing metaphors with tears to make a book of self to read aloud in winter's rooms when summer sounds have ceased to bloom. Curious the way
Johnny weighs heavy on the mind. She come to me. I return to the daydream. I used to pass the time. She come to me. Only when I've gone, she come to me in a song. Words have changed too far. Conversation, she come to me. Comes a time, from time to time. You don't know her, and the way that she can be from time to time. You don't know her, or how she come to me from time to time. From time to time, she come to me. From time to time. when the notes are a-falling. My bird is below, she come to me. And the places that I'm showing, y'all already seem to know. Only when I've gone, she comes to me in a song. Words have changed too far in conversation. She comes to me. Comes a time, from time to time, she come to me. You don't know her, but how she come to me from time to time. You don't know her. Time to time comes a time. Thank you.
That was Mike Cooper with the Machine Gun Company and Michael Gibbs. A song called Time to Time from the album Places I Know, which was released in 1971 on the Dawn Record label. Hard to find record right there, so hopefully it'll be released or reissued on CD one of these days. It was absolutely beautiful. It had a lilac-colored label, rough textured cover, and it had a fold-out lyric sheet. Beautiful album called Places I Know, and that was Mike Cooper with Time to Time. Before that, Mark and Sumley with Just a Step from Yesterday. We started off from the 45 version, the 7-inch version of Pink Floyd's Time, which was released on the Harvest record label back in the day. This is DJ Frederick playing time songs, songs related to time, here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring Science in the Sea. If you look at a map of Australia, it looks like a giant has taken a bite out of its southern flank. A gentle indentation curves across almost the entire continent. And coincidentally enough, it's known as the Great Australian Bight. In this case, though, bight is spelled B-I-G-H-T. The name comes from a nautical term for a curved section of rope or string. Similar bights are found around the world, including the Atlantic and Pacific coasts of the United States. A bight is defined as a long, shallow bend or indentation in the coastline. It's not as dramatic as a bay, so it often doesn't look like a special feature, just the gentle curve of the coastline itself. There are two major bights in the United States. One is the Southern California Bight. It stretches from well north of Los Angeles down past San Diego, about 400 miles in all. It's home to almost 500 species of fish, plus hundreds of species of mammals, shellfish, seabirds, and other creatures. On the East Coast, there's the New York Bight. It stretches from the New Jersey coast to the western tip of Long Island. Its bottom is shallow, so it acts as a sort of funnel for storm-driven water, bringing major storm surges. The biggest bight in the world is the one in Australia. Like the one in California, it's home to an amazing diversity of marine life, including right whales, sea lions, and great white sharks. In fact, much of the bight is a marine reserve, protecting the bight out of the Australian coastline. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
Harold McNair with Early in the Morning here on the Radio Thrift Shop. We've been exploring songs with the theme about time. And I didn't even play If I Could Have Time in a Bottle. Huh. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music with me. Thank you for coming on this freeform radio journey. I'll be back next week. And until then, keep your radio free. Keep your mind free. And keep your spirit free.
With its license to broadcast on 1440 kilocycles until local sunset with a power of 1,000 watts, now leaves the air. The happening sound continues on WBAV FM stereo 102.3 with 3,000 watts of power, your FM revolution.